So I found an interesting narration within Sahih al-Bukhari. So you can see here, Sahih Bukhari 391, narrated Anas bin Malik. He said that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, whoever prays like us is a Muslim. So there's other stipulations as well. But whoever prays like us, faces the Qibla, eats halal, etc., they are a Muslim. So there's a criteria for a Muslim in Sahih Bukhari. The criteria is you need to pray like the Prophet. If you don't pray like the Prophet, you're not a Muslim. Okay? Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, this has been narrated in Miskat al-Masabi 683, Sahih Bukhari 631, and also in this book here, book 2, Hadith 222. The Prophet said what? Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray the way you see me pray. So let's see, how did the Prophet pray? Nail al-Autar, Sunni book, volume 2, page 203. Aun al-Ma'bud, Sunni book, volume 2, page 322. Both of them state, there is no, and this is from Imam Shawqani, who quotes Ibn Manzir, who was the teacher of Bukhari, your most authentic author. He says that there is no proven tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi in regards to folding of the hands in prayer. So you guys don't have any proven tradition that the Prophet did this, right? Then we look at the Musnad of Ahmad ibn Hanbal, volume 5, page 93, hadith 20,905. And it says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said to Jabi bin Samara, why do you fold your hands in prayer as the tails of horses? You should settle in prayer. So the Prophet's actually stopping somebody from folding their hands in prayer. Also, it's quite ironic and weird that no one folded their arms in prayer during the Prophet's time and no one folded them during Abu Bakr's time. This innovation began when? During the Khilafat of Umar, but I'll come to that. Sahih Bukhari, volume 4, book 56, hadith 664. Aisha said, she hates the one who keeps their hands on their flanks while praying. Okay, good for you. Like, we don't care what Aisha likes or hates. She hated Imam Ali as well. So, now we look here for a Shia reference. Wasail al-Shia, volume 7, page 267. What does it say? It says that Imam Ali alayhi salam said the Muslim should not fold his hands while he is standing during his prayer. So you got Aisha saying, I don't like the people who pray with their hands open. Imam Ali is saying the Muslim should not fold his hands. Choose. Ali or Aisha. Up to you. Talkhis al-Habir, volume 1, page 333. It says that Ibn Hajar Asqalani said that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi would stand for prayer, he would raise both his hands to his ears, and after saying the takbir, he would then drop his hands. So there's no mention that the Prophet would fold his hands. Nail al-Autar, volume 2, Hassan al-Basri narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi used to pray with unfolded hands. So there's no proven tradition that he folded them. Sunan Abi Dawood, page 131, hadith 729, Ibn Abbas said, if you want to see the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, then follow the prayer of Abdullah bin Zubair. Okay, let's see, how did Abdullah bin Zubair pray? Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba, volume 1, page 344, it states that Abdullah bin Zubair used to pray with open hands. Okay, Umar began this bid'ah. Al-Awail, page 209, states that the folding arms in worship was the practice of the Romans. So it's not a Muslim practice. And Tahdhib al-Ahkam by Sheikh Attusi, volume 2, page 86, says that the prayer with folded arms is not a part of the prayer legislated by the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Rather, it's an innovation. It's a bid'ah. Then we have Man La Yahdhir al-Faqih by Sheikh al-Saduq, volume 1, page 301. It says that the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, never folded their arms in prayer. Then we have Al-Kafi by Sheikh Al-Qulayni, volume 3, page 331 and 332. Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam said that folding of the hands, this is what the Persians used to do. Number one. Number two, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi forbade it. You guys like saying, oh, you Shias are Majusi, you Shias come from Persia, you Shias follow the Zoroastrians. But the ironic thing is, you guys are praying and worshipping Allah in a position and a posture that the Zoroastrians used to do. You call us Majusi, yet you're imitating them. Subhanallah. And then Imam At-Tahawi says in his Shar Ma'ani Al-Athar, volume 1, page 259, that it has reached us that the first person to do the folding of the arms in prayer was Umar ibn al-Khattab. So the Prophet never did it, Abu Bakr never did it, Umar did it. Also, Islam conquered Persia and Umar saw the Zoroastrians and they were presented to him and they were standing with their arms folded. Umar said, why are you folding your arms? They say, in our Zoroastrian culture, it's a sign of respect. Umar then said, you know what? We should also respect Allah. Let's do this in the prayer. Sunan Bayhaqi, volume 2, page 72 and 73. Sunan Abu Dawood, volume 1, page 196, hadith 730. Jami' al-Tirmidhi, volume 2, page 98. All three of these narrations state that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, stood in prayer without folding his hands. Okay? So, you don't pray like the Prophet, do you? that your own most authentic book is saying that a criteria for a Muslim is you need to pray like the Prophet, but you guys don't pray like him. Are you even Muslim? How did the Prophet end his prayer? Ibn Abbas said with 3 takbir. How do you guys end it? Not something that the Prophet did. So finally, how did the Prophet prostrate? Ibn Qayyim says in this book, page number 218, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi never prayed on a carpet. So why are you guys doing it? It's a bid'ah, right? Jami Tirmidhi 381, as you can see here, says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi told someone to prostrate, or saw someone prostrating, and he said to him, Afla, put your face... No, not that Afla. No, that's a different Afla. The Prophet said to him, put your face in the dirt. That shows you that prostration was done on dirt. Also in Mustadrak al-Hakim, volume 1, page 404, it also has this narration where the Prophet told the person to put his face in the dirt. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, companion of the Prophet, in this book, volume 2, page 296, used to prostrate only on earth. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, volume 2, page 294 of this book, states that he only prostrated on dirt. Minhaj al-Sunnah, volume 4, page 151, says that Imam Malik said it is makruh to prostrate on anything other than the earth or something that grows from the earth. So, you guys don't do wuzu like the Prophet. You wash your feet when he wiped. You guys don't pray like the Prophet because you fold your arms and he didn't. You guys don't end your prayer like the Prophet because he used to do the 3 takbir and you guys look left and right. Number 4, you guys don't even prostrate on what the Prophet prostrated on, which was khamar, earth, right? You guys prostrate on what? On the carpet, which I clearly showed you is a bid'ah. And then on top of that, you guys have 4 schools of thought, and let's add the Wahhabis as well, the Salafis. So that's 5 schools of thought. All 5 of you can't even agree. How did the Prophet pray? The Prophet prayed in front of the Sahaba for 23 years, 5 times a day. If you were to look, 23 years, there's 365 days in a year. 5 prayers a day, 5 times 365, times that by 23. Do you know how many prayers that is? That's more than 40,000 prayers the Prophet prayed in front of the Sahaba and the companions, right? Yeah, you guys can't even decide. You got one saying the Prophet used to place his hands on his stomach with the right hand over the left hand. Then you got the other one saying, no, it was the left hand over the right hand. Then one says, no, it has to be below the chest above the navel. The other one says, no, it has to be below the navel. I mean, how low do you want to go? You know? Then you've got another one to say, no, he used to place his hands on his chest like this. Like, what's this? So you guys can't even agree where the Prophet placed his hands. So, to conclude, Bukhari says, a Muslim is somebody who prays like the Prophet, because the Prophet himself said it. You guys don't pray like the Prophet. So according to Bukhari, Ahl-Sunnat are not Muslims.